Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
A23 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Adam Roberts alongside Vince Vitrano. Big birthday today in Milwaukee legacy history. It is the 90th birthday of one Alan Huber Selig, but most of us know him as Bud. For those familiar with the former yeah. Brewers owner and baseball's de facto and then actual commissioner for about 30 plus years, it should come as no surprise that for much of those 90 years on earth, Selig has maybe been the biggest lover of the game of baseball that many of us have ever seen. I love starting at a young age, going back to games at Old Borchert Field on Milwaukee's north side to watch the then minor league Milwaukee Brewers. Well, Selig was a sophomore at UW-Madison. He traveled down the road back to his hometown to ensure he was in person to see the debut of his city's first MLB squad, which ultimately ended up as a 10-inning thriller, ending with a Billy Brunton home run and a 3-2 Milwaukee Braves win over the St. Louis Cardinals. 15 years and one messy team divorce with the Braves later, Selig would lead the charge to bring baseball back to Bruce City, acquiring the bankrupt Seattle Pilots in 1970 and rechristening them after his beloved minor league Brewers. Now, while Selig's legacy in Milwaukee easily solidified, outside of southeast Wisconsin, the waters have been murkier over the especially last 30 years. Many baseball fans' lasting memories of Selig were his slow response to address steroids in the sport in the mid-2000s, as well as a less than graceful handling of the 1994 MLB strike, summarized at the time in an op-ed by WTMJ's Bob Redden.
Even though it's the players who walked off the job, it's the Brewers owner who was catching most of the blame for canceling the rest of the 1994 baseball season. In fact, since last week's announcement that there would be no postseason, the name Bud Selig has become synonymous with the words, "the man who killed baseball."
But fear not, fear mongers.
That's tough.
Baseball still very much alive and kicking 30 years later, and at least in Milwaukee, that likely would not have been the case if not for the insistence of Bud to make it so. When Old County Stadium needed a replacement, it seemed not so likely to happen for many of those years. Selig was always there to remind the developers, the fans, and maybe most importantly, the politicians, what got them the Brewers in the first place. Speaking to WTMJ, again in 1994.
Back in the 60s, when this thing was being put back together, I saw it over and over. I'll tell you what it's time for now. Two things. Courage and vision. This is a time in life for courage and vision.
And to that point, the message appeared to take hold as the Brewers are still playing in the house that Bud, if not built, certainly helped craft to this very day. Selig's legacy outside Wisconsin may be mixed, but his influence on the fabric of Milwaukee baseball, undeniable. And if you would ever question whether or not Selig truly loves the American pastime, this portion of his 2017 MLB Hall of Fame induction speech should leave little doubt of that.
I teach at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, my alma mater, as well as Marquette Law School and Arizona State University. And then at night, I still find myself in front of a television set watching every baseball I can. It really has been a remarkable journey.
So happy 90th, Alan Huber, Bud Selig. I am, of course, as a young Brewers fan, proud to say that you have always been proud of Milwaukee.
You know, it's interesting to hear Brewers manager Pat Murphy say he spoke with Bud recently, mm-hmm. that he's still very much connected to that team and to Milwaukee baseball. Love that aspect of it. I mean, I still, you talk about the stadium thing. I was a middle schooler, seventh grade, when we saw the renderings, the proposals, the we need a new stadium and this is going to, that's how long it was from when that started to when it actually happened. Middle school, right? And it was like, hey, we're going to get a new stadium. And it was like 20 years.
And again, instrumental as, probably more instrumental maybe than anyone as the old owner of the team. And not limited to Brewers as well as Selig's legacy, interleague play played a big hand in that as the commissioner in the late 90s. Also the World Baseball Classic in the mid-2000s, instrumental in getting that up and running. So the legacy of Selig very much felt in all aspects of the sport, both right here in southeast Wisconsin as well as all around the world.
The other thing, keeping the Major League Baseball, his office right here in Milwaukee. Now, I don't need to go to New York. I don't need to go do this in some big city. I got a really nice office here in the U.S. Bank building. I'm going to stay here. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That, and I don't know how many times folks saw him at Gillies in Wauwatosa or some of his familiar haunts. He was still just a guy, just a Milwaukee guy, like a lot of us. So, I mean, I personally saw him one time at Gillies, which was kind of near where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's where we, you know, that was our custard place. And, oh, yeah, Bud Selig. And then, but people mostly left him alone. He just kind of did his thing. It was said that he got lunch there every day.
See, now you
I
mentioned.
I don't know if that persists yet.
See, now you mentioned Gillies, and I'm thinking of the one we had in Fond du Lac, and I'm realizing I didn't eat breakfast, so a Gilly Burger sounds fantastic now.
90 years young, Bud Selig.
Happy birthday.
829 on Wisconsin's Morning News.